there's definitely a economic benefit to having national historic site status within the National Park Service system, which means that you're now a national park. And the economic advantages are, the estimates are that it would create 70 additional jobs in the greater Finger Lakes region, directly associated as a consequence of becoming a national park. Of course, we would more immediately see in the greater Auburn area 5 to 7 additional people being employed as a part of the National Park Service. That's what's been identified in the special resource study that was completed in 2004 by the National Park Service. In addition to that, we would see construction jobs because we would be going forth with building an interpretive center on Tubman-owned property in Auburn. And visitorship is estimated very conservatively to be in the 20,000+ number of visitors per year to the greater Auburn area. And of course, if you come to Tubman, you go to Seward, you go to Women's Hall of Fame, and you just, you know, you take in the wine country, you take in the state fair if you're there in August. I mean, there's just so many feeder opportunities to other attractions and businesses. And the longer people stay in the Finger Lakes region, more sleeping nights, more hotel, you know, more restaurants, just more visitation. They're spending dollars in our region, in our community. We just finished the 39th annual Harriet Tubman pilgrimage, where we acknowledged and commemorated Harriet Tubman's 100th anniversary of her death. And I tell you, you know, we used every available hotel room that we could find from here to East Syracuse because we had so many people coming who wanted to be part of that great pilgrimage experience. So our just becoming a park with park rangers and park services beyond what we have the ability to provide right now would just be a tremendous boost to the local economy.